This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Remarkable Results Radio. Carm Capriotto at the Institute Summit 2025. We're here. Thank you so much to Kent and Cecil for having us. We are theinstitute.com. Ton of my great friends here. Oh, my God. And the learning is so much fun. And we're on Amelia Island. I mean, the ocean's like right over there. And I'm coming from Buffalo, so not to see snow was a wonderful thing. We want to take one moment to thank our great sponsors. More than 16% of light-duty vehicles on the road are EV and hybrid. Is your shop ready to safely and properly service them? Get your shop trained and equipped to service hybrid and EV vehicles with NAPA AutoTech's innovative EV-ready Level 1 high-voltage awareness and maintenance training. Hey, let's face it, your shop management system is the most critical tool in your shop. And NAPA Trax will move your shop into the SMS fast lane with on-site training, 6 days a week support, and local representation. Find NAPA Trax on the web at NAPATRACS.com. Hey, welcome back. David Boies is with us. Today's class. Hi, David.
How are you?
And you're a great sponsor of our show. Thank you so much. As I've gotten to know you and see the power of this app, it should be in the hands of every one of our specialists around North America if they fix cars. I've seen you do so many incredible things. So David couldn't wait to come in the studio and says, Carm, look at the timeline and look at what we can do over here and all that stuff. I've never seen you. You are like a kid in a toy store, man. I mean, what do you want to do next? I mean, it's amazing stuff.
Well, it's a lot of fun. I mean, we have the benefit of being able to engage with techs and service advisors every day. And that opens up the door to share information, provide learning, share other resources, allow them to engage with each other. So, you know, there's a lot of ideas that come to us from our customers, come to us from our partners. And if we can figure it out, we try to improve that experience for our users each time.
Yeah, we did an episode with you, I think maybe about 6 months ago. Did we get into the gamification thing? I think we did. There's some people that are, you know, they're just slapping each other in the back every once in a while because they're answering all the questions and they're climbing up the ladder.
Yeah, the competition, the engagement is a key feature. We try to be mindful about expectations with customers that are coming on board that you don't want to be overly reliant on it. But if you layer that into the engagement strategy you have, it can take it to another level. So we see blends of shop versus shop competition. So like here at the Institute, we have some groups that are set up where, you know, friends and shops are competing against one another. We see a considerable amount of individual competition within shops, you know, whether it's based on points or even enabling prizes that folks can win through the app.
So if it's your first time understanding what today's class is, you're basically, you sign on every morning and you answer 5 questions. Am I right?
Yeah, typically. It might vary a bit, but yeah, it's typically a question-based process that takes about 3 to 5 minutes. And as you engage, you earn points. Now, some groups, you know, treat the points a little differently. It's pretty flexible. But the idea for the points are to drive some level of engagement and competition. Now, those points can be leveraged to just show in a scoreboard. For example, how many points have I earned so far this month? Those scoreboards reset at the beginning of each calendar month, which sometimes allow folks to, you know, try to get a good head start or try to have a big finish. But then ultimately, those points can be flipped around and redeemed for prizes within the app as well.
So it's fun. It's important. You'll learn something. There's an accountability factor. We're out there in this continuous education. See, I don't believe in the word training. I believe in the word education and a continuous education program. In fact, we're going to talk about this great paper you wrote. And when you wrote the words continuing education in here, I circled it. Yeah, I love where you're going with this. What David did is he wrote this paper, if you will, this white paper, an automotive shop owner's roadmap to technician retention. Every time I ask a coach or ask any shop owner, what are your biggest problems? And it's either retention or recruitment, period. It's not like I need to buy the latest scope or I need to send my people to continuous training. It's this. And it's too bad that it has creamed up so much. Part of it is culture. Part of it is, you know, what we're paying our people. You covered it in here. And part of it is the competition for talent. This is a 6-step process. How could they get a copy of this?
Just from our website. It's available on our resources page on our website.
Todaysclass.com.
Yeah, maybe we can make it linked through this episode too.
Yeah, we will. We'll do that. Tracy, for sure, we'll do that. Let me just give you the highlights of this and let's just do a few minutes on each of these topics, David. Number one was the intro, the growing challenge of retention. Number two was identifying key challenges to retaining techs. That was a great segment. Number three, build a retention strategy. Number four, implement work-life balance. Ain't that cool? And number five, create effective and efficiency in the company. And I guess we would all love to live in that world and have a more satisfied job. And number six, measure success to and adjust your strategy. You know, is what we're doing working? So let's just take this intro because there's so much turnover. Let's just talk about this for a few minutes.
Yeah, and it's tricky. And I recognize with these types of papers that following a six-step guide, you know, is something that you can leverage and maybe learn from, but there's not a magic recipe to make this all work. What we're really trying to encourage folks to do is consider some of these options. What are you doing? Are you taking action? Are you changing anything that you did from last year to this year? Sometimes taking a good hard look in the mirror is important for what you need to do.
100%. I love your point. Download this, print it out. I'm not trying to save trees here. Start reading it with a pen or a highlighter in your hands and a little thing of post-it notes, because I want you to be inspired by what you're reading in saying, yes, no, I can, I can't, we are, we're not, all of that stuff as you go down this. To David's point, this is not the Bible on how to make retention work, but use it as a, are we doing this and aren't we? Is this important to us? Is it not? And then when you're all done, look at the post-it notes, look at the highlights and say, we need to do these particular things out of all the great stuff you're offering. So it's a tool.
Yeah. One thing that we try to describe or discuss with our customers as well is, for example, if you're going to roll out our solution, why? What is it you are trying to achieve? If you're going to ask your team to do this training each day, why? What's in it for them? So when it comes to things like retention, what am I trying to do? How am I going to get there? What do I need to change? What's not working? What's different this year compared to last year? You know, just continue to challenge yourself and be open to those ideas.
And how painful it is to lose somebody.
Oh, yeah. It's incredibly costly, you know, the impacts on operational components as well. I mean, it's a big deal. And can you see it coming? You know, that's one thing that sometimes we're able to monitor in terms of maybe shop usage on our side or an individual user's perspective. I mean, we've got some engagement cues that we see, but it's something that everybody can, you know, experience from a difficulty perspective. If you lose a customer, you lose an employee, there's some ground to make up.
Sometimes when they leave and you weren't expecting it, I don't know what kind of value you can put on sleepless nights or stress and how am I going to meet all the promised times, keep my clients happy, not burn my team out when those unexpected things happen. When you let someone go for all the right reasons and you haven't planned for that, that's a little bit more on you. But when someone leaves unexpectedly, it's tough. Number two, identify key challenges to retaining this tech. So did you listen to Dr. Krieger's speech on culture?
I did.
I interviewed her just before you. It was wild.
Big shoes to fill.
That's really funny. And part of my biggest takeaway from her speech, and if you just listened to her episode and you heard me say this again, okay, please indulge me, because culture is bigger than I think any of us think. It's one of those untouchable things. And you identify key challenges to retaining techs. The first thing you talk about in that paper is culture. And when I said to Dr. Krieger, my biggest takeaway was storytelling. And she goes, you nailed it. That's one of the biggest things in this whole thing. So I had her walk through how she got where she got. And she told the story about the medical hospital and how they figured out how to make things happen because of real life issues that had to do with the problem they were trying to solve. Identify key challenges in culture. Are you telling stories about you as an individual when you started your company and you had this vision? Do people really know who you are and why you do this?
I don't know. I mean, I think we do a lot of it internally. When we're dealing with our customers, we're really trying to focus on their objectives. There's a number that are very interested in our background, and we try to give them enough
content. Yeah, but I'm just talking to the shop owner. Yeah. I don't think your people know who you are. I don't think people know, really. Oh, my God. Do you all know what happened to Mrs. Smith and how we solved her problem and how happy she was? And she sent us some, you know, cookies. I mean, a lot of people in the shop don't know the stories that are behind all of those problems we solve.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, again, from my seat in a, you know, a different role, a different business, we see that. So for example, yesterday we had a call with a number of our shops that are going through what we call the launch group. It's essentially a test phase. And there's a lot of great interaction. We just sat back and these shop owners were talking about things that they were doing, you know, things related to us, things not related to us. But it was one of the most interesting discussions that we've been a part of. And immediately after that, we're on our Zoom chat sharing this. You know, I'm telling our counterparts that weren't on that. And those are the types of things that help solidify this is what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
So when tying it back to culture, culture is, I don't really think, something that you can just say at the beginning of the year, you know, here's our New Year's resolution we're going to do. It's something that has to be ongoing, focus on it. So things like these stories, you should be doing that more than once a year. Yeah. You know, what happened this month? What was the key success story? Why did it matter? What benefit did it have to the customer? Who's the employee that helped make this happen, and recognize them? I mean, there's a lot of downstream things that you can do to tie that again, reinforce that over time.
Are you a Napa Auto Care Center who is ready to take your shop to the next level? Then the Premier Tier Napa Auto Care Gold Certified program is exactly what you need. Gold Certified Auto Care Centers provide customers with a consistent experience no matter where they are in the U.S. Now, this means they are more likely to return and support your shop or find your Gold Certified Auto Care Center while on the road. Gold Certified members can maximize technology, increase their local marketing opportunities, and have a fully trained team that keeps up with the latest trends. Simply put, the Gold Certified Napa Auto Care program powered by your local brand will set you apart. A true partnership is a two-way street. Shops must meet specific criteria to be eligible for the many benefits of gold. Now, Napa Auto Care rewards its most committed partners, their gold certified members, with free premium shop referrals on the Napa online locator, annual marketing dollars, an enhanced warranty, training opportunities, program rebates, and so much more. Are you ready to get started? Contact your local Napa sales representative to discuss your eligibility and apply today. More than 16% of light-duty vehicles on the road are EV and hybrid. Is your shop ready to safely and properly service them? Get your shop trained and equipped to service hybrid and EV vehicles with Napa Auto Tech's innovative EV-ready Level 1 high-voltage awareness and maintenance training. Hey, take your auto care center to the next level, the gold level, with the Napa Auto Care Gold Certified Program. This program is for the best of the best who can provide a consistent consumer experience and earn the trust of returning and new customers. Talk to your Napa sales representative about how you can become a gold certified shop. Hey, let's face it. Your shop management system is the single most important tool in your shop, period. Napa Trax has made selecting the right shop management system easy by offering the industry's best, most comprehensive SMS. Now, it all starts when a local representative meets with you to learn about your business and how you need to run it. After all, it's your shop, so it's your choice. And having local representation is a huge plus. Customizing Trax to your business, whether you're a one-person shop or a large multi-bay or multi-location company, a representative consults with you to help optimize your shop's workflow, efficiency, and profitability. Trax always has the flexibility to do business how you need to do it, which means it can also grow as your business grows. And unlike the other guys, we'll be there for you after installation with the best training and support in the business. Yes, a learning management system tailored to each role in your company. Simply put, Trax was designed and built for shop owners just like you. Visit us on the web at NapaTrax, that's NapaTrax.com.
You just told me a story.
There we go.
And this is what I'm doing for a living 10 years ago. We got to tell people to tell their stories on how they're so successful, what the remarkable results look like. It's morphed into so many other things. One of the things you said in your point too was career growth. And, you know, we talk about career pathing all the time. Get a young person to come in and start in your company as a mechanical specialist. Oh, wow, this is so cool. Hey, mom and dad, thanks for sending me to automotive college. Oh, you're just going to be a mechanic. No, I'm going to be a mechanical specialist. They just outlined for me what I could be in the next 5 years. If I get the right mentor, if I go to the, you know, all these programs and all this training, we're not doing that.
Yeah, it's tricky. And again, that goes back to something I said a minute ago. When you're going to ask your employee to engage in something like training or ask them to stay late or whatever it is, what's in it for them? And a lot of that can go back to if you've got a good roadmap for where that person's going to go, you can refer back to that. I know this is a tough day. I know this means you're going to have to go late. I know you're going to have to go to this training, maybe sacrifice some time, but this is part of a broader plan. If there's not that, it's just, well, go because I told you. that's a little more difficult for somebody to absorb into their day to day because they don't know that that's leading to something else in the future.
Yeah. Your third point, build a retention strategy all about, you know, figure out step by step how you've got to do this, communicate competitive compensation benefits. That's huge.
Yeah. And again, I think open communication with your team. I mean, obviously you can't do everything possible. You can't double everybody's salary. You can't, you know, give everybody 6 weeks of vacation, but open communication with a team, I think, is really helpful for any business. So here's what we can do. What are some give and takes that we can all deal with? And I think, again, just having that open dialogue can be helpful. And my retention strategy is likely going to be different than yours. But again, I think that open approach to it and trying to figure out how are we going to try and do that this year can go along.
Friends, Donnie and Christy Hudson out of Troy, Michigan, have unlimited PTO. And I'm getting them on a podcast soon and say, so how the hell does this work? Mm-hmm. And can you meet your customer expectations? And what kind of stress do you put on other people? And they looked at me and says, we don't have a problem, Carl, but we have unlimited PTO. So I can't wait to hear the whole story.
Did that. We implemented that a couple of years ago.
You did?
And obviously different business for us, but it's been interesting to see how it works. I mean, one, it really drove down the accounting overload that's there. But there's some interesting studies out there. Some folks that believe it kind of backfires in a way where people might be less inclined to take PTO because they're not trying to hit their number of days. So I don't know. It might vary based on the team, but for us, it's been interesting. It's not something that's been abused. And it's also made it where people don't have to feel like if I've got a dentist appointment at 9:30 in the morning, do I have to take a half day for that when I can be at the office by 10:15? So it's been interesting.
Life goes on.
That's right.
Wow. I want to know more about that. Number four, implement work-life balance. Huge. It's not about the generations that are raising kids today. I think it's almost about keeping up with the Joneses. And, you know, my kid's in five different sports and scouts. And I've got to be there. I got to take them. I got to do this stuff. And the biggest challenge that I have when I talk about continuing education for our specialists in the bays is they don't have time to go. I can't take them anywhere. And so we've got to carve out the noonday lunch stuff because my people are here and they can eat and watch. Now, how are we going to train our people if they don't have the time to go? So that work-life balance, huge today.
Yeah. And I think that fits well with what we said a minute ago in terms of that roadmap. So again, the work-life balance, if it's every week, I have to sacrifice my life for work. I have to sacrifice an evening every week. And if there's no clarity to why, what's in it for me to do that, I think that's a challenge. If on the other hand, I've got this roadmap that's available to me and I know, hey, I've got three of these things I'm going to have to do over the next, you know, 6 weeks to trade off. I'll figure out whatever logistical things I need to do with kids and sports and stuff. But I know the payoff is there.
Yeah. Bill Hill, he requires 40 hours of training from his people. Got the big post-it on the wall. Everybody knows where they are, what classes they're going to. And the year-end bonus is based on that. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows up front, hey, we train. We've got to stay current. Mm-hmm. And no matter how your life goes, you've got to figure out how to work-life balance your continuing education program because that's so important to our industry today.
Yeah. And that's what's in it for them. If they've got that year-end bonus tied to that, you know, that's the goal.
Wow. So interesting. Work-life balance, unlimited PTO. Interesting. Golly. Number five, create effective and efficiency in the place. And you've got down education programs, on-the-job education, and credentialing.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you need that path to get there. Again, the efficient training, obviously, that's something that we're well-positioned to do with our approach. But again, it needs to be consistent, needs to fit in the day. You've got other work to do. And again, just recognizing, we talked about work-life balance, but you know, there's an education and operational balance too. You need both if you're going to move forward.
Yeah, good stuff. Number six, measure success and adjust your strategy. And I want to tell you, so much great stuff has come out in the last, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. That you got to get this paper, todaysclass.com. Is there a link? Is there an icon there that they can see to get this paper?
That's probably just off of our blog extension on the page. So todaysclass.com/blog.
Go to it, get it, download it. And again, mark it up and take some of the stuff. I mean, we're only highlighting this. I don't know, it was a 15 or 16 page report.
Yeah. And you might disagree with us. I encourage you to reach out. We'll happily talk through it.
It's not small print. It's nice and big for a guy like me to read. So remember, pen, yellow post-it notes, and a yellow marker. And there's the value in this report. Let's talk about measuring success because, you know, I guess wow, I started all this stuff. I took some of these great ideas and we haven't lost anybody in a year and a half. How cool is that? There's a measure.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's the old saying, right? You can't manage what you can't measure. But again, whether it's training, operational stats, if it's PTO and you've got unlimited PTO, tracking those days, who's abusing it, who's not, but you're going to need to get those data points and figure out how you are going to adjust moving forward.
Yeah. Seasonality is something that just hit me because we were just talking about this with Parker and about adjusting and moving your business ahead. When I hit the word season, when you live in the north, don't you?
I live in Charlotte. So.
Oh, you live in Charlotte. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm from Buffalo. And, mm-hmm. you know, here yeah. comes summer's ending and mm-hmm. fall's coming. And we see this gradual change into a different season.
Yep.
And no matter what you're doing to grow and move your business forward, your strategies on everything from sales and margin and people retention and culture and all the things you're working on, they will all overlap. They will roller coaster. But when you get to the point where, oh, wow, it's been like 6 or 9 months that I've worked on this whole retention strategy of mine. Don't think you're waiting for it to get bad before you go back and revisit it. So we were talking about this ebb and flow of looking at stuff. It's almost like seasonality. Don't think of it as the seasons. Yes, because things go away, you know, things get really bad and then, oh, there's spring. I want you to look at this report as something to build a strategy about retention, but it will not be your final look at it. You need to keep living it and looking at it and reevaluating it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that applies to many of these things as well. I mean, you can't just, you know, provide coaching to an employee of yours once today and think they're good for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
No, you can't do it every day either. So it's going to be a little different for each group. We work with a lot of shops that try to do one-on-ones with their team on a weekly basis. You know, just even if they're really brief, but that sort of consistency to pay attention to the data, understand what's going on, what trends you need to act, it's just going to better position you to react when those surprises happen. You can get ahead of it. Doing it once a year is probably not enough. Once a month may get you where you need to go, but I think it's worth each person to figure out, okay, what are the handful of things that I'm going to focus on, whether it's with respect to retention, education, operations, to help make sure that we're staying ahead of the trend.
Yeah, your picture's all over this. What Hollywood guy hired you to do this?
We're probably due for some new photos.
All right, yeah. Oh, amazing smile.
No offense to Rick.
That's okay, yeah. What motivated you to write this?
Well, I mean, retention's a big piece of what we do. And again, what we are seeing with our customers in terms of the way they engage the folks, it's the problem that we hear most often from them. You know, it creates demand for us because they're losing folks. They need to train them back up. Certainly, we have some customers where they have had the same staff for a decade or more, and they're fortunate. But this is an area that we are dealing with constantly. And we really benefit from working with these shops, understanding their problems, because then we can go talk to other shops as well. And we've been there. We may have found different approaches to help them remediate those issues.
Imagine a shop that's had a specialists in the bays there for 10 years and they've got themselves a coach. They're starting networking. They're getting all kinds of great training and they realize that we need to move ourselves forward with some additional continuing education, some training, some new tools, maybe some new marketing. And the company starts taking on a completely different flavor. And then all of a sudden they lose somebody because that individual who's been there for 10 years in a comfort zone mm-hmm. is out of their comfort zone. And I think that's something that people need to pay attention to. If you evolve your business and push it forward for all the right reasons that you're doing it, you may not be able to keep everyone in tow. And so you should start looking.
I agree. And we've, as a, again, not to make it about us, but we've gone through some evolution as our business from what we used to do to what we do today. And there have certainly been some of those challenges that relate to that. Yeah. You've got folks that are kind of wired to work in one environment. And if that environment shifts a bit, some are going to be more inclined to kind of make that transition, but others may not. And that's okay. A lot of this is about fit and you may not keep everybody, but if there's a good anticipation and there's some good discussion between the employer and the employee that, hey, this is shifting. Is this creating challenges? Are you ready to make this move? And if not, that might allow you to plan for a transition over time.
Good stuff. Hey, let's talk about the app for a minute. You just added something new called Timeline. Mm-hmm. What's that about?
Timeline's all about communication. So in our universe, our users are in the platform daily, typically. So that is really an opportunity for us to deliver personalized training to them. However, it's also an opportunity for them to access information in other ways. What Timeline does is it enables us and partners and organizations to share information, drive discussion among their teams. It's very much like a social media feed, but a little more controlled. We have a number of customers that use it for technician discussion, you know, within their own bubble.
Wait a minute. So you mean that if I'm a like a 4 or 5 or 10 store chain, I could have my own specific timeline?
That's correct.
Section?
Yep. So we'll have folks that'll, you know, share either something exciting that they worked on or interesting or a problem that they solved. They might be asking for help. We've even seen them celebrating like Google reviews, you know, store number one did a great job.
So there's Google Chat, there's Slack, a lot of companies use that, but this is your version of that.
Yeah. And it's just integrated within the app. And in this particular timeline's more like a social media feed. There actually is a chat function that we have as well. But to your point, a lot of groups are using other solutions like Slack. Those that don't have that, this can be helpful. But it also is useful for groups, let's say like the Institute where we're at here. It allows us to cross over and mix some of those things. Well, we can create various channels, for lack of a better term, where different communities can be brought together if it makes sense for them to have that type of engagement.
So the gear performance groups, these groups of shop owners that are there to support each other, it's their core networking piece here at the Institute. One of those groups, group three, could have their own timeline on today's class.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That can allow some discussion again, and it can be controlled, whether that's just manager owner discussion groups or the full teams. But our view is that there is information that you might have that could benefit somebody else. Yeah, we've got training content that we can push down, but if we can encourage more of that, you know, interaction back and forth, we think that's
think of the possibilities. Mm-hmm. Okay. You're not going to do any kind of algorithm stuff underneath and forcing people to look and watch like they do in social and Instagram and all that junk.
And that's one thing where, again, I think we would all agree that the idea of social media, it's a good concept, but it gets kind of busy and
heavy.
Yeah, very heavy.
Laden.
Yeah. So this is
ugly, really
an opt-in type approach. It's streamlined. It's curated, for lack of a better term. And our partners that begin posting, I mean, you know, there'll be guidelines for them, but it's really about providing productive information. There's not ads. That sort of stuff. So very controlled.
When did you start the company?
We've been doing this since 2019 is when we initially released this. Yep. So, yeah,
it's a long time.
Yeah, but it's taken some time for us to figure out how to fit it, have taken some time for the concept to take hold. It's really starting to grow now. We were a bit of an oddball, I think, in 2019, 2020, COVID obviously triggered some different discussions.
Sure. Yeah.
A lot of the instructor-led training was put on pause and, you know, some's come back in some areas and not so much in others, which opened eyes to it. But I think other solutions that deliver learning this way have opened people's eyes, like Duolingo and so forth.
Yeah, I've talked to some big companies that work with you and they love it. It's just been an important thing for them. Well, all right, if you don't have today's class, get it. And I think you'll love it. And I think it'll spark some excitement inside your place, service advisors and specialists inside the bays, be it mechanical or technology. The technologists that fix all these tough problems on the cars need to be in this thing. David Boies, thanks for writing this paper. Go on his website, get it, read it. Again, mark it up, use it to help your retention program. Thanks for being a great friend of the podcast and for your time today.
Always happy to be here.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.